Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good, good. So how's your day going?
Oh, it's been good, really productive. What about you?
It's already been a little busy. I started class this week, so it's like,
Where are you going?
Cybersecurity.
Well, I'm cool.
So I will be graduating next year.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
I hope they're teaching stuff about AI. It seems like that's probably going to be, might be involved in that.
Yeah. Make sure your phone is awake. I don't know if you use your phone or tablet or your laptop. Just make sure it's awake.
Okay.
All right. What's going on, guys? Your boy B. Spellman here with another one of the independent podcasts, and I'm here with Miss Pick Me. Shall I call you Miss Pick Me or Ash?
Either one.
Okay. is that your real name, like Ash?
Yeah,
like Ashley. Ashley?
Yeah, Ash for short.
Okay. Okay. I was already a subscriber of your YouTube.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Do you know Miss she's light skinned? I forgot her. I don't usually see her, but she did a reaction to your video. That's how I discovered you.
Oh, Melanie King.
Yes, her.
Yes, love her channel.
Yeah, that's how I found about you. So, but that's not the only reason I want to interview you, because you did I saw your I didn't know you was on Twitter. But I saw your reaction on the young lady who showed herself in the mall in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I want your, I guess, point of view on that reaction on that.
I just think it's crazy. It seems like society is just going more and more towards sexual liberation. And I think women don't really understand that that's more hurtful to us than it helps.
Yeah.
But then when I looked more into, like, you know, because I mentioned that she had her name tag. When I looked her up, I figured out she was a porn star. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, this makes sense. But still, you shouldn't be at the mall or wherever she was at the airport portraying yourself in that way, especially there's children there.
Yeah. And I think she did another one before that. She went to a black establishment when she was just barren.
Yes, I did see that. Did you see that on, do you watch Pink Book Lessons on YouTube?
Yes, yes. I'm a big fan. Lord bless her heart, whoever she looked like.
It's a big mystery.
That woman needs to be protected, like Bodyguard, Black Panther, the National Guard. Jesus.
Yeah, I like her channel a lot too. But I had figured, I was like, oh, this is the same lady when she did like a story on both incidents.
And she did another one because I saw her page. She does another one at Starbucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then she did another one, like, she was in the middle of the street, like, cars going by, and she was like, yeah, like no, she said something going on with her.
Yeah.
I think there's more about, a lot more than just trying to get attention.
Yeah, but I wonder if she could be possibly under the influence, or, you never know with people, you can only, speculate, but I feel for women like that, just because you don't know what they're going through, or, you know, what they went through growing up in their life, or just thinking about how, if they have children, or what their family might think about
her
doing that type of stuff.
And Also, because you know there's laws about nudity, right?
Yeah, that's crazy that she hasn't, you know, she hasn't gotten any indecent exposure charges. There's been some porn stars that they've gotten charged with indecent exposure or have had to like register as sex offenders. So
yeah, it's just
crazy that she hasn't had that happen to her, at least not yet.
And not only that, like, it's like, do you think that's a double standard? Because I understand, like, the dogs be on the man if he's out there with everything hanging out.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely a double standard that she's been getting away with this whole time. Yet, you know, if that was a man, he would have been taken down immediately. Like, security would have been there. He would have been arrested the whole nine yards.
Yeah. And this is where we at, unfortunately. It's very bizarre. So what is your point of view on the state of men right now?
I think that I guess I need to maybe I'll talk about how I used to picture men. I basically grew up in a single family. I didn't have many positive male role models in my life. So growing up, I just thought, oh, men have it so easy. Like they just go through life easy breezy because they're a man and things are easier for them. And then I started listening to Kevin Samuels maybe about maybe 2 years ago or maybe a year and a half ago. And it just made me really try to see a different perspective on things. And so I think that society is, men don't really have it as easy as I thought, I'll say, and just really opened my eyes to that and just understanding that you guys don't always have someone to talk to. Like women, you know, if I go outside and I'm crying, someone will probably approach me in 5 minutes and say, ma'am, are you okay? Are you all right? But with a man, if you were to do that, I think people may just ignore you.
Yeah.
So it's just very different or not as, what's the word? I guess not as caring as I would think, as I thought before, or as easy as I thought.
Right. Have you heard of Jason Black?
I don't think so.
I guess he calls his show like The Business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he said a lot of stuff about Kevin Samuels as well. I mean, I kind of, like, I was watching his show at the same time Kevin Samuels was alive. So there was, like, a little backlash between, well, he was doing more of the backlash because he was like, well, Kevin Samuels was still my material and stuff like that. I think Jason Black and Kevin Samuels were kind of like two halves of the same coin, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. They're good commentators of what men are and the whole idea of the high value men thing. And what is your stance on the high value men thing?
I'm not against high value men. I think, you know, if a man works hard and you know, reaches the pinnacle of his success, then he should be able to enjoy the fruits of his labor. And I think maybe one of the most controversial takes on like the high value man is that what Kevin Samuels would say is that high value men don't cheat. They exercise options. Oh. And I don't know, I'm a little back and forth on that because like I kind of understand what he means.
Right.
But I also see it as like, I don't know, I wouldn't want my spouse to, you know, exercise options. So
right.
I guess, I don't know, but I also get where I think most women, my opinion, I can't speak for all women, but I think, you know, as long as a woman isn't being embarrassed, isn't, you know, he's not bringing in outside children or bringing home any diseases, I think most, like if you're like a NFL star, like an NBA player, like that, you got to be, or a celebrity, I think you kind of have to be more open to that. But I'm not really sure if I was dating and if I was dating an NFL player or NBA player, I'd have to be okay with that. But I don't know if I'd be okay with that if it was just someone that made over six figures.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my own personal opinion. I can't speak for anyone. I did actually speak with one of my friends on this, and we were kind of like discussing it, debating it back and forth. And she was like, you know, I think if I, like, say with LeBron and his wife, she was right. Like, you know, if I was with him from before he was famous and after, then I don't think that's okay. But if I just started dating him while he was already successful, then it would be okay. But so, I don't know. I guess it's just difficult. I just have a different take on it since I'm still a woman.
Right. And plus, Kevin didn't really count athletes and, I guess, movie stars as high value men. Like, he counted like more like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, those like actually built something, not because he counted the athletes like entertainers.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I sometimes mix it up with, like, you can't just put monetary value on it. And I notice sometimes I do that accidentally.
Right. It's all right. What about Kevin's gonna talk about men of value and high value men. Do you think they one the same, or these are different type of people?
I don't think I ever remember him talking about that. What's the difference? I don't know if I didn't see those broadcasts on that.
I mean, me too. It was like, because he said, you know, men of value, like. So, we got high-value men on here and men of value. And I guess he was talking about the men with morals intact as men of value, I guess. Or, I don't know. I have to go back and see as well. Also, did you hear about what Tyrese going through for his divorce?
I think I remember seeing that they were online, and she said that she was more interested in Paul Walker. And I can't remember what I saw. I know Pink Book Lessons did a video on it, but I can't remember exactly.
Right. And right now, Tyrese, they settled something, but like Tyrese did a video saying like, he's been being in business with an actor the whole time, even though he's been an actor. And it's all been about the money. Because Tyrese kind of strikes me a person that actually wants to be married, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's the man that, like, I want to get married. Like, I want to have kids and have the house. And, like, I'm not really for the games. Like, I actually want to be married, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what he kind of comes off like. He's a actually wealthy man that actually wants a traditional marriage. Like, he doesn't want to do the games. I mean, I'm pretty sure he probably did games in his past, but mm-hmm. not until he really start, you know, getting money. He's like, I actually want to get married. Like, I want to have a stable lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what he comes off to me. So I'm like, man. And it kind of comes with me as I guess the average guy is like, if he's going through as a millionaire, like, how is an average guy going to deal with women like that, you know?
Yeah, I think he's not picking them right, you know? Like,
right.
You got to pay attention to those red flags. I think he could find somebody great for him. I wish him the best, but I just think, you know, you got to pay attention to those small little things that someone says or does, or when it just doesn't feel right. And it just seems like he just kept, like a lot of people do, just kept moving forward with it. and not just taking a pause and trying to reflect on the situation. And maybe he could have recognized sooner that she wasn't for him.
Okay. So also, since I guess these high value millionaires have to date down, and since we live in a society where women are actually millionaires and even billionaires, so do you think women should date down since the bracket has come to equality now?
Yeah, definitely, because I think what women don't realize, even myself, like I thought that if I went to school and got my degree and got my second degree and got like a really good job and was stable on my own, for some reason I thought that I would be more valuable to men. But the more I realized, just watching more of Kevin Samuel's content, I was like, oh wow, I could literally would have just worked at McDonald's or worked at Walmart and still could have found the right guy for me. Like, it doesn't matter on the whim. Men don't chase, typically men won't chase money from women, but women will chase that from men. So we think that, so we'll think that that's what men want too, but that's not the case. So I think, yeah, like, I don't get why women or why society will be like, oh, she's worth this much money, but she's dating a guy that's only worth this much. And it's like, that doesn't matter. That's not, ultimately, that's not what matters. Because even if you do find a guy that is more attracted to you because you have a lot of money, he may just be using you. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also with Erica and the young lady talking about dating the bus driver. Where's your point of view on that?
Oh, what was it? Ebony K. Williams?
Yeah, Ebony, yeah.
Yeah, I think she just doesn't realize, you know, when you, I don't know, me, when I was watching Kevin Samuel so much, I just came to like realize that, like just, you know, kind of snap to reality. Whereas I think, you know, she's still maybe in her modern woman phase or doesn't, you know, you don't have to date the guy that owns the bus. You can date the bus driver as long as he's respectful of you and loves you and you have good chemistry. And, you know, you can have a loving relationship as long as both parties need to be able to support themselves and then you can come together. But the monetary amount each one of you has isn't necessarily all that important. And I get why women will chase men that have a lot of money because women want security. But ultimately, what matters is family. And, you know, when you're on your deathbed, you're not going to be like, oh, I wish I would have made more money. You're going to be surrounded. You're going to want to be surrounded by your loved ones, in my opinion.
Right. And then I would think, like you want him to already own the bus. So it's like, why couldn't you help him own the bus?
Mm-hmm.
That you know too. That, like, why can't you just help him own the bus? If you want him to own the bus, why don't you help him own the bus?
Yeah. And women don't realize, like, you if you want that high value man, you got to be there when he's building, not after the whole, when he's built and he's created all this. That man most likely is already married, that because he had someone backing him up who was like watching the kids, taking care of the family while he was building up his wealth or his, you know, high valueness.
Right. And I also think, like, not every woman is going to get the millionaire. And I think, like, you're going to have 10% women going to get the millionaire or the billionaire. And then the others are going to have to get with a man so he can become a millionaire or billionaire, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, like, I think oftentimes the media will portray, we mostly see those people that are in that top 10%. But what we don't realize is that 90% of us are average people. And we're going to mess up with average people. So, and that's okay. Yeah. But you just got to, snap into reality and just realize, as long as you're happy, and being happy is based on your own context. You can't put your happiness into comparing what other people have. It just matters what you have and what you're happy with. We just compare ourselves a lot, basically. And then that's where people want more than what you necessarily need, and not realizing that money, cars, clothes, all that stuff, that's not happiness. Like I said, love, family, friends, that's happiness, at least for me.
Right. Also, did you hear about Tennessee, the state of Tennessee? Now they have a law that men can't be falsely accused of, I guess, pregnancy. Like, you can't accuse like saying, oh, that's the baby's father, and he's really not.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's in Tennessee. And,
so can the man sue the woman if she like says he's the father and he's not, and he's been like paying money?
I don't know. I have to really, like, I've been trying to read more in depth into it, but mm-hmm. it's out there. I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's good. Because I was just watching, I don't know if you've seen today, I watch Pink Book Lessons like all the time. That's why I keep mentioning her.
Yeah, but, I do too.
But yeah, she was today was talking, she was talking about Flo Rida and his baby mama, and that she's going to get like half, she's going to get like $500,000 a year. And she mentioned that, say if Flo Rida had been paying her child support and didn't do like a paternity test, if a test was done after he had been paying, then the woman, she wouldn't be held accountable. Like, he wouldn't get any of that money back. The baby mama's not going to be held accountable. That's just crazy to me. Like, that seems like why there's so many cases of, I know at least in, I think it's Jamaica, like more than, I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was more than half of children, the women are saying, okay, yeah, this is the father, but then it turns out not to be. And that's like over half of the cases that where that happens.
Yeah. And did you see that episode when, I guess, like, on Pink Book Lessons, like, a black man was accused of being another woman's baby father, and they accused them, but they never even came to him to do a fraternity test.
Yeah, I think I did see that one. And then his wife. I was like, that's crazy. She could have destroyed the whole family. I'm glad that his wife was like, you know, they have a good enough relationship and good communication to where he could be like, this isn't true. Like, but that's just another case of like men being disadvantaged. And I mean, there's double standards on both sides of, you know, of gender, but that, like, that type of stuff is just crazy to me.
Yeah, it says Tennessee bill makes false paternity illegal.
Wow.
I was like, wow, that's a big step, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, this might be a little off topic, but I think they even have, like, laws there about transgenderism, talking about that you can't do, I guess, surgeries on children, gender assigning care for children. I think it was something like that. I was like, they're really attacking this type of stuff.
Right. They really are. And would you say the Black manosphere's speeches or responses, like, do you think is working, or is still tunnel vision?
I used to, like, when I first start watching Kevin Samuels, and there's like other creators I watch in the Red Pill manosphere, and I was like fully 100% like, this is correct. But now, the more that I'm like, I kind of branch out and watch different creators, and I kind of think sometimes the manosphere can be a bit pigeonholed, or, you know, like tunnel vision. I think that they're so focused on holding women accountable that they don't, that they stop holding men accountable. And it's like, you're just doing the exact opposite, you know? So I really want to start catering my content to maybe like both audiences, or ultimately I just want couples to like get together, because I feel like there's a lot of like tension in the African-American community between men and women. And you know, so, yeah. So I want to try to like cater to both audiences, I guess, but still have my own opinion. Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's like, depending on what you look, because you can't watch all of them. Because if you watch all of it, you'd be in tunnel vision and then you'd be a zombie.
Yeah. So,
certain ones that I watch, I don't watch all of it. I stay in my, you know, I'm more subscribed to my Black American, Black Manosphere thing, because that's what I think, that's where it came from. And then white people start clinging on to it and like, yeah. And because I think like most of the stuff that Black men do, a lot of people just copy, you know what I'm saying? Copy and paste and say something else. And it's kind of true. You really, it's kind of true.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. Just because, like, even with, like, trends, it's like, I notice it seems like Black people will start doing something like, for example, kind of a little off topic, but, you know, those necklaces that you can get with your women will wear with the name on it?
Yeah.
So I have, like, two of those, and I will wear them, like, all the time. And then I seen this girl, she was white, and she was like, oh, these used to be ghetto, but now they're cool. And I was like, why is it when just, I didn't say this to her, but I was just thinking like, how come when we do it, it's ghetto, but then eventually you see the Kardashians or something, or someone do it, and now it's like mainstream.
Yeah.
I just get tired of stuff like that.
Yeah, because like, a lot of like, when people that are not really educated into the space or don't really understand it, they be like, these Black Manosphere pickup artists. It's like, well, the idea of pickup artists wasn't our language. It was white people language. Our pickup artistry was called game, not pickup. We called it game. Y'all called it picked up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And things like high value men that came from us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Kevin Samuels, even though they always been around, it just nobody didn't say anything.
Yeah. And, I don't know. I think I had heard high value men, like the term came from somewhere else. Maybe, I don't know if it was Shahrazad Ali. I don't know exactly where it came from. So I don't know. I don't want to just be like, yeah, for sure. You know, I don't know.
Right.
I know he didn't necessarily coin the term, but I don't know where exactly it originated from, I'll say.
Right. And also, final question will be, had to be, do we really need another Color Purple?
Oh, gosh. Don't even get me started.
Feel like this is a new reprogramming.
You know, I actually did a YouTube short on this. I don't
know.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I don't know if you had seen it, but to be honest, I had never seen The Color Purple until like maybe 6 months ago. So I was like watching it and I was just like, this is just the whole movie. It was just like pain and like despair. And like, I could see how it could like help to pin our men and women against each other. And I think people will watch this and they don't realize that all the things that were talked about in the movie or even in the book, that didn't happen to one person. That was what am I trying to say? That was like separate instances that happened to like different women, but they just like morphed it all together into Celie. And I'm just like, wow, like, so no, I don't think there needs to be a Color Purple, but it's like, again, it's going to be an amazing cast. it's going to be amazing acting and like, I know it's going to do good, but it's just like, we're so, Black people are so talented in arts, but it's like, why can't we use our power for good?
Yeah. And it's like, we got Whoopi Goldberg's character. It's like, she has to be the pinnacle for all Black women, but she wasn't the only Black character, you know? And mm-hmm. then we had Shook Avery, like, she was just a loose woman, you know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing, like, you know, half of y'all are actually Shook Avery, too.
I hate how they did Harpo, like,
yeah,
Harpo was like, he got him falling through roofs, and him and Oprah's character getting into it, and it was just like, yeah, I don't know, that movie is just wild, and I feel like it did a lot of damage. I mean, I understand why it did so well, because it's an amazing cast, and like, it's people like drama, people like toxicity, like that's the type of content we like to take in, or you know, even with the stuff we're talking about, like Pink Book Lessons, and like they talk about crazy stuff, or the lady in the mall or the airport. That's, you know, people are drawn to that type of stuff. So
yeah. And also, like, not every Black man is Mr. You know, some of us are actually Hoppo and the other characters as well. Morgan Freeman character. It's like you gonna pick now every Black man as a mister, like all of us.
Yes, exactly. or even the dad in the movie. It's like that movie, it just like demonizes Black men so much. And like, just even growing up, like I, for some reason, you know, men typically, you guys don't show emotion or aren't really allowed to show emotion in society. So since I didn't have a lot of positive male role models, I just thought men didn't really have emotions because you don't show them. And it's like, that's not true. Like,
right.
So I don't know. It's just, I guess I'm thankful that I've learned so much. And like you said, with how the manosphere can sometimes be a little wild, I'm happy that I could still pull myself out and try to see both sides of things from both genders.
Yeah, but I definitely appreciate your commentary. This was awesome. Hopefully next time it'd be visual, and you know, I get into this YouTube thing.
Yeah, that would be great. I actually I've been doing lives, and I kind of want to see about getting you know, seeing how it is to talk to someone live, because usually it's just me and I'm like reacting to something. So it would be really cool to like see how it works to like interact on live. So that would be cool.
Yeah, and because I got a few videos out there, I just haven't been consistent. It's still like, my channel is Independent POV. It's the same channel.
I have to subscribe to you.
Yeah. Please let the people know that where are you in the social media?
So YouTube, that's where I'm mainly at, and that's Ash on the Line. And then Twitter is the same, Ash on the Line. Instagram, Ash on the Line. I even have a website, Ash on the Line. So check me out. I might be missing one. Oh, I have TikTok too. So yeah. I really appreciate you for
I said, I can't get into TikTok.
Yeah, I don't really post all that often, like, or you know, I have friends that are on like all the time, but I don't know. It's not as, I'm happy that it's not as addictive to me as other people.
Right.
But yeah, I really appreciate you for having me on. I never did a podcast before, so I was kind of nervous.
Oh, no, it's good. It's cool. You did great. And y'all, please subscribe to her. Keep doing your thing, Ash on the Line. Because, like, we need black women like you to really just come out with the truth. You know, come to the table or whatever. You know, come to the, and just, you know, because it's crazy. It's crazy out here. Like, I think, like, the way we're going is depopulation. That's where we're going.
Yeah, like.
If things don't shape up, like, black people going to be disappear.
I agree. And, you know, with so many. I mean, me personally, I don't really mind like interracial marriage. I would prefer black men and women be together, but you got to go where you're respected and where, you got to go where you're expected and loved. And that's on both sides. I think a lot of black women, they kind of will think that all black men are trash or all black men are this or that, but it's like, you got to pick the right man. You can't go for the guy that's like, oh, he's super cool, or he's got all this game, or you know, and then he's like a thug or like whatever, but he's got like a lot of kids, or you know, you gotta just pick like the right guy. And I think that's the issue. And the same for men, you can't go for just like the pretty girl. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta find someone that's really gonna be down for you. So
yeah, on last question, like the passport rules, are you for it, are you against it, are you in the middle?
I'll say in the middle, because like I said, you know, you got to go where you're respected. But I was watching a video and it was talking about passport bros, and it was saying, you know, you can go somewhere and like find a woman, but you got to make sure that you have your stuff as the man. You got to make sure that you're stable, that you're, you know, put together yourself, because you might go over there and then you bring her back here, and then she's gonna see you and see other men there, and then you know, she might start comparing you to them. So I think you gotta, it's on both sides. You gotta make sure you have your stuff together. And so I'm for it. Like, if you know, if you can find love over there, go, but just make sure that you're stable yourself instead of just trying to have easier picks, I'll say.
Okay, well, guys, there you have it. From the girl Ash on the line, and until next time, guys, be amazing. Peace.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you later. I was looking for your YouTube. If I can't find it, I'll message you on Twitter.
Okay.
All right. Great. Have a good evening.
All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.